I hope it's clear why this, and we are concluding now our comment on Karl Popper's quote that we brought in to explain the concept of the protectionist theory of the state. I hope it's clear why this important discussion of Lyka Fromm's protectionist theory of the state has not been ground zero for the development of our thought on how we all live and cooperate together and now share lives globally. A discussion initiated over 2,000 years ago, following the clear trail left by the power of Proudhon's reflection to the natural destination of authentic thought on how we associate when united with love, to what he called the practice of justice as a science, a discussion basic for the establishment of true society, the careful analysis of Proudhon and Popper, which we have just learned has been available to young people in theory over the generations for almost 200 years, and should have been, and that's because we've had Proudhon, and should have been given to all of us to think through, a discussion which, had it been allowed into the public, into our general discourse, would by now necessarily have ended the mad romp of this global tribe of would-be gods, the Plato's tribesmen, over the entire population of the planet for just about that same length of time. We are figuring out animals par excellence when we're not brutalized as infants. I hope it's clear that thought, and necessarily with it, love, as we've been discussing, in showing how Proudhon's and Alice Miller's analysis, and indirectly Prince's, from two different angles, arrive at the same conclusion, that the suppression of spontaneous feelings arrests the development of thought that serves collective humanity itself has been suppressed out of the fear of the tiny few, the fear at base that they too will be excluded from society once they observe the principle of exclusion modeled by their parents. And as Proudhon is pointing out, this principle invalidates the concept of society. Out of the fear of the tiny few, determined to stack the deck, to prove, quote unquote, to the bullies who raised them that they deserve to be kept and have the attention lavished that they didn't get. If you were wondering about these two very different Socrates in the works of Plato, which are really, of course, two different, well, not really, but Plato's, later in The Open Society and Its Enemies, Popper, actually in the notes at the back, page 306, Popper has this to say about it, what is known as the Socratic problem. Quote, the older solution of the Socratic problem, which he agrees with, assumed that a group of the Platonic dialogues, especially the Apology and the Credo, is Socratic, i.e., in the main, historically correct, and intended as such, while the majority of the dialogues are Platonic, including many of those in which Socrates is the main speaker, as, for instance, the Phaedo and the Republic. The older authorities justified this opinion often by referring to an independent witness, Xenophon, and by pointing out the similarity between the Xenophontic Socrates and the Socrates of the Socratic group of dialogues. Popper also explains, and that's unquote, Popper also explains the historical background to Plato's invention of Socrates and says, quote, Socrates criticized the democratic statement of Athens for their lack of intellectual honesty and for their obsession with power politics. Socrates, the teacher politician, even went out of his way to attract young men and to gain influence over them, especially when he considered them open to conversion and thought that someday they might possibly hold offices of responsibility in their city. I.e., my interjection here, he was strategic, just as is Prince. Continuing. In the case brought against Socrates, he was accused of having had his hand in the education of the most pernicious enemies of the state. The charge was given the vague and rather meaningless form that Socrates was corrupting the youth, that he was impious, sound familiar? And that he had attempted to introduce novel religious practices into the state. In my comment, that sums up the power guy's charges, the official ones, against Prince almost to the letter. Continuing, the latter two charges undoubtedly expressed, however clumsily, the correct feeling that in the ethno-religious field, Socrates was a revolutionary. Once Socrates was dead, Plato, his most gifted disciple, was soon to prove the least faithful. He betrayed Socrates, just as his uncles had done. Plato tried to implicate Socrates in his grandiose attempt to construct the theory of the arrested society, and he had no difficulty in succeeding, for Socrates was dead. Unquote. And my comment, Plato guides the Plato's tribesmen, the global state statesmen, as well then in this tactic. When a threat, for instance, Prince, that could influence the children is dead, dead like Elvis, invent a safe version of him. I'm sure they have their film already. They've got the playwright. What's it called? They've got it already written, probably started some casting. They so want to rewrite this man's story. They want to invent a safe version of him and then put him to work for them, make him lie in their bed, i.e. they want to flip the image we have of the man, you know, from ruthlessly honest to fundamentally not. Look, he was so secretive, he was this and that. You know, they got it written. Flip the image we have of the man in our minds. Take a man who is searingly honest and make him seem essentially dishonest, seem to represent what he worked his whole life to end, i.e. lies. Continuing with Popper, Callicles himself does not like protectionism. He is in favor of the quote-unquote natural rights of the stronger. And my comment, we must always remember Alice's observation that we don't question that which is a continuation of childhood. Continuing, it is very significant that Socrates, in his argument against Callicles, comes to the rescue of protectionism, for he connects it with his own central thesis that it is better to suffer injustice than to inflict it. And that's unquote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. This is clear, this point of Socrates. Only with Prince's and Proudhon's insight that we are here to develop our social nature. It can't be seen from the utilitarian, totalitarian reasoning of the power guys. Developing our social nature means seeing that we are diffuse as to time and space, that we are all connected. We are limitless. To violate this truth is to violate why we are here. And it is to turn our backs on our fellows and reject the support and love of those who died for us. And sorry for going a bit over. Thank you so much for listening and keeping these conversations alive and disseminated. I'm assured. Thank you. And on that note of it is better to suffer injustice than to cause it, we're going to hear as our outro song, The Cross by Prince. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, peace.
Black day, stormy night. No love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, he is coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Ghettos to the left of us, flowers to the right. There'll be bread for